This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
City of Roseburg Fire Marshal, Fire Chief Monty Bryan in here this morning. I'll get that right yet. Oh, boy. We're talking about the 4th of July, and when we get close to that, fireworks always a concern, especially the last few years with all the drier conditions. Talk about what your agency and others are watching out for over the next week and a half or so.
Yeah, well, Kyle, thanks for having me on this morning. So I think what our main message is, you know, it's been raining a lot, and it has seemed like we've had a very late spring and a very late summer, but the reality is the fire danger is still very real. And so we urge people to be cautious this Independence Day, as always, and know that even the smallest spark can create a disastrous fire. We have legal booths set up throughout the city with for fireworks sales. We have 7 indoor sales that are sanctioned by the State Fire Marshal's Office, and 4 tents will be up that where folks can buy legal fireworks. But even with those, we want to urge caution. They can still cause fires if they're used around combustibles and dry grass. So mainly just keep it safe, keep it legal, and that's what we're pushing out this year.
Well, a lot of people will be going out to the 4th of July fireworks show at the fairgrounds on Monday. Winston's got an event over the weekend as well. There are things like that, and when you see those, sometimes you're like, gosh, I wish I could do something like that. People seem to have ways of finding things that are not always on the legal list.
That is correct. And, you know, it's a good rule of thumb is if it flies into the air, explodes, behaves in an uncontrolled and unpredictable manner, then that's going to be an illegal firework. And if it's not purchased at, like I said, one of the state fire marshal sanctioned vending booths or tents, they are going to be illegal. They can be confiscated. Folks can be held liable for possession of those. And if they start fires, then people can be held liable for the suppression. And if there's any kind of injuries, they can be held liable for that as well.
Well, and over the years, in other locations, we've certainly seen where fireworks gone awry that weren't legal have sometimes resulted in not just little pesky fires, but bigger ones.
Yes, absolutely. Every year across the country, we read stories about injuries, deaths, and then major losses as well, where somebody has a sparkler, they drop it under a deck, and lights a house on fire to somebody who's using illegal fireworks, and they launch and then can burn down an entire neighborhood. So we want to be cautious.
You know, I was looking at some of the information you put together, and I was amazed that just how hot a sparkler burns.
Yes, it's pretty crazy. 1,200 degrees. They're hotter than the melting point of glass, actually. Glass melts at 900 degrees. Wood actually will burn at 575, but sparklers, 1,200 degrees. And, you know, those are the things that we grew up playing with as kids. It's surprising we didn't all get really injured. So we want to make sure that even if they are legally purchased and legally obtainable, that then if kids are using them or if adults are using them, make sure that we're being careful with them.
Now, a few years ago, we ended up with a couple of dogs. It was a little different than cats, but both types of animals don't seem to be a big fan of fireworks.
Not at all. And we've actually got a very large and very intimidating looking livestock guardian dog, and he is scared to death of loud noises like fireworks. And it's crazy. I mean, animals, they don't understand, and they want to make sure that we protect them. And if you are in a neighborhood and using fireworks, please be aware of that and respectful of your neighbor's animals as well.
Yeah, so if people have got even the legal fireworks, I know one of the things from the State Fire Marshal's Office is after you've used them, dealing with them properly.
Absolutely. Yeah, if there's a dud, if one doesn't ignite or light, just leave it alone for about 15 minutes. And then use a shovel and dispose of it in a bucket of water. Even if they are properly, if they do ignite or they do what they're supposed to do, when you're finished, clean up your mess, soak them overnight in a bucket of water, and then make sure that they're completely out. A lot of times we'll have folks that they'll use even legal fireworks and they'll leave them unattended. They're all made out of cardboard and paper, and they'll have a spark, and it can ignite when the temperature heats up the next day.
Well, and sometimes these duds, people try to relight them, and that doesn't usually work out very well.
Not at all, and those are folks that usually we get called to.
a lot of phone calls come in to dispatch on the 4th of July and even the surrounding days. I mean, it kind of spreads both fire and law enforcement a bit thin, trying to figure out what to respond to, because I've sat in our building on the 4th of July at about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and it's like wall-to-wall calls all over the county.
Yeah, absolutely. And having worked both fire and law enforcement, I'm very aware of the 4th of July call loads. Please be aware, I just want to remind everybody that, you know, the folks who are out on the street patrolling and responding to these calls, they do take it very seriously, and dispatch does their best to triage calls as well. But, you know, there are other emergencies as well that pop up during the night.
So a lot to think about for the 4th of July. Is it basically several days that you're kind of worried about this? I mean, do people tend to do all of this within about a week's time?
There's a window, yeah. Sales of legal fireworks start on the 23rd. They run through the 6th. That's when the tents will come down afterwards. But during that time, you know, we see a big increase of the legal fireworks as well. So want to make sure that the folks are aware of that and they are using caution.
Now, sometimes people buy the legal fireworks. They don't use all of them. They save them for some birthday or other little special celebration. Is there any concern about storing unused fireworks?
Just to make sure that they're not available to children, that kids aren't able to get to them, you know, and if they're the legal type, then, you know, we'd really appreciate if you waited until the middle of winter.
There you go. Fire Chief Monty Bryan, City of Roseburg Fire Department. And since you're in here, a little transition after years of being fire marshal, now the fire chief for a period of time, you've got a bit of a change.
I do. I am actually retiring at the end of the month, Thursday, and then taking a job with Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians as their emergency management director.
So what kind of things will you be doing with that?
Just taking care of the day-to-day process of you know, managing their emergency operations plan and working with the members and with their properties to ensure they're prepared for disasters and ready to recover from and respond to.
So how many years with the city for you?
27 and some change.
And does that count both fire and police?
It does. Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah. Well, cool. Well, thanks for your time and two more days.
Two more good days.
All right, Fire Chief Monty Bryan, City of Roseburg, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.